topic, which usually don't hear Shurim about, but the Neretz Tzitzis is something very, very big, and you know, it comes up. The topic of Arvis. People sign, which is, that's in every single Gemach, is basically people signing Arvis. And in the business world, people are Kesedar signing Arvis on different things. And a lot of times, there things come up, which, you know, once somebody, my brother once had an interview with somebody who was in a business and he signed the building of the business. And then it crashed. It was in 2008 when there was the crash. And then they came to the entire and like all the partners said, we didn't know anything about this. You know, we're not giving up our building. And many times people just sign Arvis. People ask them to sign Arvis and people just sign in it. Then they say, oh, I never met Mechayev. I didn't know. Didn't realize. So I also want somebody to sign Arvis for the Rebbe. And then the Rebbe didn't pay. And they came to the Arab and he's like, I didn't really mean it, I only did it because I was forced. You know, the Rebbe asked me. Okay, so let's go through the halachos. We'll go through a lot of interesting cases which come up. So in terms of signing Arvis, the Gemara on one end says you should stay away from signing Arvis. You're getting yourself messed up. The Gemara is Daf Kaftas. But basically mainly say that's talking about the Arvis, which is a shloftet. So three types of Arvis. There's the Arvis, which I lend you money, and first I go to you. The loiva doesn't pay, then you go to the Arif. That's like one type of Arif. The second type of Arif is called Arif Kablan, which they have on many of the contracts in the Gemach. The Arif Kablan is I can go to whoever I want. I lend you money, you're the Arif, I can go to you, I go to you, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to go to the Arif first. Then there's a third type of Arif, which is Arif Shluftutz. So I basically just go straight to the you know, the Arif is responsible and kill the loiva is not really chayv. The Paisim say that it really means the third type of Arv, not the standard Arv. Regular Arv, starting on a regular Arvis, Paisim is a mitzvah, it's a tremendous chesed to do Arvis. The Maisa Chesed is a fascinating Maisa. Chesed always to sign Arvis for people, and then all of a sudden he stopped. So they asked him, like, Rebbe, Mekorah, Mekasavah, Lebsev, Mekasavah, what changed? He said, the Pshad is, I sign Arvis for all people, but I just sign now that all my assets now are Meshavid. So I can't sign anything more. If I sign anything more, it's not right. It's not good. I can't take responsibility for something which I don't have. So therefore, the Chazan just didn't stop signing Arvis after he was meshuvah to all his assets, which is a very important lesson to learn. Tzedekah is a big mitzvah to sign it. Tzedekah, if you don't have the money, you shouldn't be signing on it because you have no way to pay. You know, in so they say ahunafal, which means like, you know, he signed Arvis and now he has to pay. Well, they always come around collecting these people, right? You know, I give a clap on the bima, you know, I signed Arvis and then it fell through and I never thought it happened, I have to pay. Because you have to be careful when you sign Arvis. You have to realize what you're doing, you have to be careful that you could end up having to pay a lot of money. So it's Arv Kaplan. If the, you know, they go whoever they think you get. You know, sometimes the classical cases, we'll speak about the cases, are the classical cases where the labor just runs, goes bankrupt, goes off to Chassarts, and now, you know, one person left is Arif Kaplan, and or the.
Do you think his house and everything?
So we'll get, you know, we'll get that in a second.
Why is saying that for shtuftot you shouldn't do?
No, Be'etzem has like this. So Be'etzem is a chesed to do Arvis. It's only a chesed if you're convinced the person is going to pay back. The person is not a chesed to give away all your money to give away your house. If you think the person is going to pay back and you're pretty confident he's going to pay back, just the person doesn't want to lend him money unless they have somebody backing him, that's where the mitzvah is. But if you have no clue what the guy's going to pay back, you know, a lot of times people come up to me, they don't need to sign Arvis, and like, how's the guy going to pay back? You know, they're borrowing money to buy for the kid's chas and the dira, 200,000 shekel, and they don't have the money. So like, I don't know. And they don't know if you can get it back. Because don't sign Arvis unless you're convinced the guy's going to pay back, and also you're convinced that, or you could afford it. You know,
you wanna
No, a lot of times they're very convinced, you know. A lot of times you can hold me. Whatever, the guy has money in America and he just has to get it over, or his parents have money, his parents have money, and just, you know, a couple months they have to transfer money, or a guy's in the middle of selling his house and he just need money to buy a new house in between. You know, a lot of times they're very confident, but if you're not really sure, then it's not really not really good. Okay, so what's the concept of Arvis? The concept of Arvis is since I was semach on you, this is very important to say, I was semach on you to lend money to somebody, so they had no, I'm semach on you, you also meshuvah. I want to lend money to them without your arvis. Since you say the arvis, so they had no, that I was semach on you, therefore that's the reason why it's going to cause a shibud, because there's a certain hano that I did it to you. The fascinating shibud Chacham Syrian, Baruch Frankl, speaks about, you ever sign an arvis on a suba? So on the Ksuba, a lot of times people sign Arvas. They put, especially where they're smart, they take massive numbers. Like they even make the Ksuba the trans amount. Oh, was it in Terra a couple of years ago? That the stack Ksuba said like 400,000. Shekel, it was like 400,000. I mean, it was like 400,000 shekel. And the Chassan Tainan, no, it was like 40,000 shekel. And they made a mistake. So it was a Hovigdon Tainan and the Rabbanet about what to do then. They went to the videotape, and it was like, yeah, it was a whole on the right. But like one of them signed, but like, that would take very big, I don't know that. It was a rabbi, I don't know what the Moskva was. But, I'll call Panim. Apparently, they went to the videotape and heard what the Skyvis was. Yeah, so there's a brother Frank who says that by Ksuba, he signed, he also is not really a harvest. Why? Because they say they get married either way, right? That's it, you say, I'm not signing. They get married either way. It's not going to make a difference. And if he says it's not a real Shibud, and the whole part is Bahi, I know, the Muhammad, you believe me. And if he says a regular Arvus on a Ksuba, he says Besim, the Arv doesn't really. Like, this happened many times. The guy signed an Arv Ksuba, and then they come to me to be. And the guy says, well, I didn't realize I was signing Arvus. I thought you happened me to be aid, right? It's a kibbutz, right? A kibbutz signed aid, and whatever. You don't know what he's signing, whatever. So I didn't really mean it. You know, it's come to Besim. So the Maisa, the Shtosu Chachasvi, says that the whole word of Arvus is by he, I know, similarly, I did something. If anyhow you would have done it, and it's nothing to do with me, then in the Chaim, there would be no Chiv, and therefore there's not going to be a chiyav. So Kapanim, so instead of Arvis is because I did it because of you, that's the reason why Arvis is gonna, be chayv. So if a guy is Mekabal Arvis Taka, even if the guy says, oh, I never thought in my years ago I wouldn't pay back, tough luck. You know, you have to pay and you know, nothing much to do with it. The case of that Rebbe we mentioned, the Rebbe borrowed money and the guy said he took the Arvis. What do you think the luck in that case is? But where? But which case?
He said the guy doesn't know what Arvis is.
No, so with that cloth, he's signing something as Dorm Shabalev and you show it to the fine print of the contracts, and you can't say, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, it's time, therefore. So there, the reason why it's not is because the Baruch Frank, that's what we said to the Chakasui, and Baruch Frank, that it's in the whole world, no one means to, number one, Mushabit, two is, the set of Arvis, you're doing because of me, therefore I'm Mushabit. If you're not doing because of me, and you would do it, therefore, you know, those two things together, that's why it's going to be dead. Okay, so it's a mice like this. So somebody prepared the Arvis, prepared the star, the Arvis signed on the star, they need to take a $10,000 loan. The Arv called up the Leiva before he got the I changed my mind. Guys, what do you mean? You signed it at the time. You can change your mind. It's too late. And the guy went ahead, brought it to the Gemach, borrowed the money. Then the Leiva didn't pay up. Disappeared. Went wherever he went to. Went away to Chutzlitz. And now the Mava came to me to the Arv for money. The Arv said, what do you mean? I said before the loan, I don't want to do it. So the Shaila is, what's going to look in that case? So the Seira Dava is what we said before. What's the reason why Arav is Chayev? Since I have a Hanah that this guy is Mitzim Amanapiv, because I told him to do it. Therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be Chayev. If the Arav is Chayzer beforehand, even though there's a Shtar, even though there's everything signed away, the Arav has a right to be Chayzer. And he's Chayzer beforehand, he's not going to be Chayev. Therefore, I didn't come to this share why. I just said that. Granted, it's not a big harvest, somebody usually comes to share. But so when he just brought the star into the Gemach, so the Gemach called up Bizman the Hava, are you Arif? To make sure that it's a decent amount of money. He said, I think a meter of parrots and whatever, sign on this Hanas Hava and someone else. So they called up Bishas Hava, they want to make sure. Are you Arif? Yes, because if that's if I would have been Chazer and I tell him not to do it, then even though there's a star, they could get messed up like that, and that got messed up like that. And therefore, you know, the person right there. Now, if you tell Ani, I'm going to be Arev, so maybe gets in the problem of the Dvar Mitzvah. If I tell him the Arev Pisayit, you can do it. So it's different than Torah that a guy sent a fax to the Loiva that he doesn't want it. And the Loiva says, like, oh, I didn't realize. So now the Shah was, can you have the Arab right now? So they're also, if we talk, he sent the fax, and he scrolls it beforehand, so then the halacha is that able to
be chutzah. How do you be able to back out without telling him off?
You have to tell the loiva. If you tell the loiva, I'm not, don't do it.
So with the
gemach,
how can you back up if you didn't tell the gemach?
What
do
you say?
You're being arfed for the gemach. Why not include the
gemach? I never spoke. It depends if I spoke to the guy. If I spoke to the gemach in the chanaim, if I never spoke to the gemach, I just signed on the star, and I tell him, don't do it. I told Levi not to do it. You shouldn't have done it. So then. Now, how do you become arif? So, the way you become arif is if it's bashas the matamai, it's bashas the alba, you tell the guy, go lend the money, or before any time, go lend it. So, Dibur alone is enough to make a schaibis. The fact that I tell you go do it, it's not a schaibis. If it's after matamois, I'm doing barbasser, or you don't get pashat? Then get the yadai. If it's acher matamois, if the guy already lent the money, so then the only way to come a arif is with the kinyan. So this is very, very important. There's a mice like this. Somebody went to borrow money. So the guy said, can you get me arif? So the guy said, I'm just need the money right now. Just give me the money, I'll get arif in a week. Or some of the story. So the couple of cases make chilukim. That's one story. There's another story. Same thing
signing
with it.
Signing is like a kinyan.
What?
Signing is.
I'll get to that in a second. There's another similar story that a guy was moving into dira, right? So the masker said, "I need to arrive on that you're gonna pay." So the guy said, "Okay, before the first payment, before they send the star, so I'll get you arrive." The guy got arrive 2 weeks later. And the question is, does that work or not? So the halacha is that if it's acher the matan mois already, if it's after already what happened, so then it's too late. You know, the whole part of Arvis is that if it's b'shas mois, it's chabadimah, but after he's in your kinyan. So from both of those cases, the case where the person lent the money already, the guy already spent the money, so now it's too late. The only way you come out of Arvis is you have to make a mois kinyan, do a kinyan sidur. So shtarav is not going to be good enough. Signing shtarav is not good enough. You have to make it's machlekas in the mechaber, and the ma'aser you're going to have to go ahead and make a kinyan, and otherwise it's not going to work. If there's a different case where the guy lent him the money, but he said don't use the money until you bring arif. So with there, that's called b'shas matamayis. Being the guy had no right to use the money, so then being the guy had no right to use the money, so therefore that's called Shas Matamais, and therefore it's going to work. Now, the Ramah is a very fascinating Ramah, which is very negative for people who give advice, or Rabbanim, things like that. The Ramah says, if you give advice to somebody, and you say, guy says, should I lend this person money? I say, he's a very honest person. And you lend the money to the person who really was a crook. So, being that they were Seymach on you, you give advice, send your Chayiv, the Ramah says.
You give
Dafka
advice that he's honest or advice?
Shall I lend him money? Yeah, he's a good person. You can trust him. I know him. He's very good.
That's how you Dafka go. You weren't giving him bad advice. You would have done the same.
No. So if Taka, I was wrong. It depends like this. If I was wrong and Taka, the guy, was not an honest person, or he wasn't the honest person, if he changes after he came, came as Makalgal and Chayim and Chayim. But Shas Maisa, being there must be two reasons why he can be Chayim. Either that's Garmi or else Arif. If you are Seymachami and you're trusting me, you're listening to me, and I say, do this, and you do it, therefore I'm being mechayev for that. The same thing is, people give advice like, should I invest with this person? Yeah, he's a very honest person. You invest with him, I know him. If you do that, and the guy is not an honest person, you're going to be mechayev.
The whole thing?
Yeah, it's medina. The guy who only gave the money to this person because of you, and that's by Madoff, right? You know, Madoff was around your days, it was before your days. The guy did the Ponzi scheme, was like 50 billion, right? So, if somebody, people tell me, yeah, you should invest with this guy, he gives 10%, it's no matter what, you get it. And the guy did it because of you, and he's same on you, and he trusted you, so
enough not me. Yeah, but that case, you don't know that the case is the guy's a crook. So, what do you do wrong? If you're an Arab, Moscow, they're the same. Why you a crook? If the guy came a crook, you immediately found it later.
They said that there's two mahatma, it's Garmir, it's Arab, so somebody's same on you, and does something because of you. So then, it was very, very negative for Rabbanim and Rabbeim and people all the time were like, yes, they ask advice about everything, right?
So like,
you have to send no, so financial advice? It's not my job, really. I'm saying, we're up, right? So it's not the Rajma, not the, the stock tips. But, whatever. I just tell them, No, I don't get involved in that. I tell them. There are some guys I know who are investors. You go to them. I have no idea. I'm taking a chayas. You can speak to them and whatever. But if you have to be very careful before you give somebody advice, because you give me somebody advice and tech, it's messed up, then there's a sad. You know, there's a sad to say that you're going to be chayas. What? There are more passing chayas. Yeah, I'm saying. You go to Shammai. Yes, I buy this dira. Just yeah, it's a good dira to buy. And the guy made a mistake. So the guy made a mistake. And then. He's going to be chayef. Okay, so somebody when she was single, she signed arfas for somebody, for one of her friends, and then she got married, and then the chayef went kaput, and actually they wanted to come and be teveya. The shadow was, can you be teveya somebody? You have to get married, can we teveya them arfas. So Shachar is passing like this, that Asus Ish, who takes arfas, let's have that, a lady once signed arfas. And they came to him. The husband said, I'm not paying it. I ain't give a permission to do it. So the halacha is like this. The lady who signs arvis, so if she doesn't, she's married, so she's chayev, but she has no money. So until she gets divorced, or her husband dies, you don't have to pay. So Aisha signs arvis, it's like Aisha Shahizik. She's technically chayev, she doesn't have any money, until you get divorced, you don't have to pay.
She doesn't have any money.
But if she had, so it says by Pnuyo does it, if she brought her money, if it's Mo Bashtar and you brought her money, so then you could go to the money. Then if it's Mo Bashtar and you brought her money, then the halach is, you could go ahead and bring her money. That's a very important halach, there's a Rambam. I've read a couple didn't tear up like this. What's a typical thing? Like a guy comes to, he wants to take a, take a loan, yeah, okay, you just sign whatever, you just sign the shtar, whatever it is, you'd be mischayev. So somebody's like this. So somebody signed on the shtar, that he's gonna shtar over, and all of a sudden,
the arv signed,
how much is it gonna be, guys? I don't know, we'll see, whatever. And the guy took the arvis, and he took like a $200,000 loan. And then it just went kaput. So arv said, I didn't mean to chayev so much, I didn't know, I didn't whatever. So, there's a Rambam, there's many parts of the Rambam says that if you sign on something where there's nothing katsav, not set, it's not clear how much it's going to be, then there is no schaivis. Schaivis is only something which I know how much it is, or there is an amount, then it's going to be chayiv. If you have signed on something which is there is no set amount, it's just going to be any katsav, then you're not going to be chayiv. The same thing is if you sign on a dira, you're erev on a dira. If like they're renting the dira indefinitely, there's no zman which is katsav. So this Rambam which says you're not going to be chayiv, and if you're not going to be chayiv, you sign on somebody's cell phone plan. So that's something which is any katsav. No, how much is gonna, how much is the bill going to be? Who knows, right? There's no set amount. So technically, you sign an arvis.
How much? Could speak a day.
Yeah. What do you say?
You don't speak because it's more than 25 hours in a day.
Saying could be, yeah, but and how long is saying could?
It's not katsav.
It's not cut. No, we don't know how much it is. Cut means we don't know how much it's going to be. It's not. We have no idea. We don't know how much it's going to be. It could be $100, $1,000. It's not a set amount. You're just giving a schayvus without a set amount. The Rambam holds it's not a schayvus. Right? Holds yeah. Kitzi have a kimli, and therefore, if it's not going to be a, if you don't know the amount, b'shas ma'isa, then that's cool. So kitzi, in terms of arvus, what do? So first, you go to the two types of main arvus. Regular arv, that first you go to the leva. If the leva doesn't have any money, then you go to the arv. That's a regular classical arvus. What does it mean the leva doesn't have any money? It means one of two things. It means that either the leva is not around, it disappears, runs away to chasaret, so that's the classical case where people get stuck with arvus. The guy runs away to chasaret, and now you're stuck with the arvus. Huadin, if the leva doesn't show up to bezdin, the question is you have to go to court, or you could just do it. So there also we say that that's called it doesn't have it. But if the leiva attack is here, then you always is for in regular arvus always go to the leiva. Unless
you take away something,
take away all the stuff. The house pashas we leave. You know, it's not so pashas, but it's besadim lebachleiv. So basically, take away almost everything. Like it can save, like it's clear umnis and like one, you know, one or two.
Do it?
What? Technically, we said dealing the Gemara and Erechim, we could, the minhag is not to us. But it's mamash a bare minimum, it's kamat, it's not a gear that it's going to be ein loy, and it's kamat. Then afterwards the Arab pays, and Arab goes back to Leiva, and Leiva has to pay 100%. The 100% the Leiva has to pay. And that's a regular Arab. There's Arab Kablan, which Arab Kablan is I go to whoever I want. I go to you or I go to you. My choice. Which that's the classic thing that they do. They always do an Arab Kablan. That's the normal way how they do it.
So how does anyone be a Arab Kablan?
Because otherwise the won't pay Gemach. No, so even otherwise the no one.
You want the Gemach, that's always just the Arab even.
No, so even though the Arab Kablan, the Minig is they first go to the Leiva, and then they go to the Arab Kablan. What? No, because the regular Arab only could go to the Kablan if the Arab doesn't have money. Let's say, I lend you money. Now, I call you up and say, give me money. You say, no, not now, different time. So then I have to chase after you, and then we have to buy you any money. And if we go to business, you don't have any money, you have a shrill with any money, then Mashiach and Kablan, you don't pay me out, but you know, by the first date, I go straight to you. That's why I go straight to you, and I don't have to sit there wasting too much time. Mashiach and the regular one, I have to prove you don't have any money, you have to. And it's a whole process. Therefore, they do Arab Kablan. But the minig is, even though they have Arab Kablan, the minig is that they first go to the Kablan. I mean, they first go to the Leiva, and then afterwards they go to the Kablan. So what's the halacha if there are two Arabs in Manishtar? That's very important. That kind of may take more than one Arab. When two Arabs, what's going to be the halacha on the star? So chalikas in Shulchan Aruch. Is the pshat is each one is b'chayv on half? Or the pshat is each one's a chayv on the whole thing. So ikar din, unless they write a fancy lesson in a star, you only can chayv on half. You're not chayv on the whole thing. So in other words, I think that half was 51,000 shekel, and the three are even, so that's the most of a chayv is 17. Unless they wrote in the star that each ariv is mshubin zela zen, achrei zela zeb. Otherwise, when you have two or three people, if you have two or three people who sign an arivis, so that cloud, each one the chiv is going to be on half. It's not going to be a chiv on the whole thing. So it comes. So it says the mitzvah do arivis only if you know for sure the guy's going to pay back. And if he's going to pay back, then you don't have to do it. There's a regular arivis that normally you go to the ariv, then you go to the leiva. There's ariv kablan, which you go to the one. Most Arabs now, as long as they do Arab Kablan with a minute, they first go to the Leiva. The Arab has the right to back out before they give the money. There's different mice that guys sign down a star. And then, like, the Havad didn't have, like, another year or so. And they came to the guy, like, 2 years later. He's like, oh, I don't remember anything about this. But mice he signed, so, you know, he's going to be chayyid, in fact, goes later on. But like, if he's chayyid before, and he can be chayyid, so therefore, he'll be lending somebody money to make sure that Arabs are still doing it. B'shas Matamoyis works with deeper. After Matamoyis is very important. You're ready to lend the money. Don't only get an Arabis. This is a proper Kenyan. If it's not going to be a proper Kenyan, then it's not going to work. Arabis only because he used Moitzi Moitz Alpiv. We said by Shaduchim, it's not really Moitzi Moitz. It's not going to work. There's a different mindset that a guy used Protexia. Like somebody built illegally, the guy used Protexia to help the guy out. So with Veer, there's no Arabis. Okay, it's really sorry. There's no Arabis with it. He was Moitzi Moitz. Okay, Moitzi Moitz Alpiv. Giving bad advice. You can't say something. This is signed. But that guy signed something. Be careful he signed things. The case where I'm over, the guy gave bad advice to Chayyid for a Rav because of, you know, financial advice, and the guy's a crook, or somebody else gives a tip, and Peshas Maisa was a mistake. Then it's gonna be a problem. A lady who's a Pnuya, if Eish is Eish, because obviously you can't collect until they get divorced, Mashiach or dies. A Pnuya, if it's Shtar, then you can do it. If you sign an Arvis B'li Kitzva, so then you can't really collect the money, so if there's no set amount, then you can't do a lot of times. We just sign on an open check or something. That's not going to be a chiyuv. And if you have two Arivim, so the halacha is you can go to half to each one, that's right, it's a special nusach, then you can collect from each one.